Hello and welcome to another Newsmakers podcast. We're sitting here today with Jamie Price, who is the president of the Council of Air Conditioning and Refrigeration Educators, or CARE. How are you doing this morning, Jamie?
Doing great. How are you, Jim?
I'm wonderful. So we're here at the HVACR and Mechanical Conference for Education Professionals, which is such a mouthful. And I've been talking a lot with you about CARE and what the organization is, and it seems like people should know more about the organization. So can you kind of tell me, just give me some basics about CARE?
CARE was started around 1998, and it basically was a group of instructors who got together and were trying to come up with ways to spread the message between each other, share information with each other, not reinvent the wheel is kind of the way I look at it. You know, how can we help each other so that we're all kind of communicating the same perspective about our industry and to our technicians that we're training or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they just got together and then decided to form CARE. And it's pretty much in the name. It's a council to kind of help educators in the air conditioning and refrigeration field to have access to equipment, manufacturers, industry associations like AHRI and ACA, to be able to network with those people. Sometimes you get the best results when you've made friends with someone. So a chance to make friends with people across the country, to take advantage of a wealth of knowledge. We've got so many guys that have been in this business a long time, and starting to get close to those retirement ages, and so we want people to keep coming in so that never goes away.
Mm-hmm. So I know that, you know, we keep hearing in this industry, you know, the baby boomers are dominating now, but they're retiring, they're leaving, they're getting out of the field. Who's going to replace them? So what is CARE doing to try to get more young blood into this industry?
Trying to get our message to the instructors across this country, which, to me, I feel like we're missing something. Not really quite sure of the avenue that we need to take. I challenged them yesterday in our meeting to go back to their states and try to get in touch with local instructors, and you know, if they don't know about CARE, then tell them about CARE, and if they're having issues about coming to CARE, to the conference or whatever, to let us know. I mean, I know with Warren and the Reese Foundation and CARE, there's scholarships available out there for their trips, you know, and I mean, we will help in any form or fashion that we possibly can to try to get them to here, because I think once they come to this meeting the first time, they can see the value. That the value is just astronomical. Just to be able to have access to some of the presentations and the presenters alone, that value right there, you can't hardly put a number on.
And it's an industry-sponsored event, so it's no cost to register and come here. It's just
amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing at the industry backing that this thing has. And CARE basically was formed to just try to keep that moving and keep it going, support it however it can.
And this is the 19th year for the HVACR and Mechanical Conference,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Anything special planned for next year that you know of?
It's 20 years, so yeah. We're hoping to do something big and bang, but
okay.
Yet to be determined. Probably over the next week or two, especially because a lot of our instructors have to have information about the dates and everything for next year for their Perkins scholarship monies and stuff. So hopefully in the next week or two, we'll hear something exciting about where we're going and what we're going to do.
So can you tell me a little bit about how you can become a member of CARE and what it's going to cost you?
If you would like to be a member of CARE, the membership is only $25 a year. It basically runs from March to March, from conference to conference, which is typically how we do it. You can go to our website, which is www.carehvac.com. And we also have a Facebook page as well now.
Mm-hmm. Facebook.com/CARE HVAC, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you can, on the website, there is a page that you can click on that will give you a document to fill out. Just print it, fill it out, send it to the address along with your check, and your membership credentials will be sent back to you ASAP.
Very cool. And tell me, I know on the website you get a login, right? And you have access to some extra information.
There is.
What is some of that stuff?
On the website, once you get access to the website, you can log in and you have access to presentations as far back as we have presentations from previous conferences. Last time I looked the other day, just the first page pulled up 7 or 8 versions or different conferences where you could pull information from. Loads and loads of information that can be utilized in your classrooms. Mm-hmm. You can take a lot of them may be PDF form, some of them may be PowerPoint form, but mm-hmm. you can take them and use them however you choose. If they're on that site, we've been given permission by the presenter for you guys as instructors to use it.
So, and it's $25 a year, right? So
right.
For $25 you get this, you know, wealth of information that you can use. And
the return on investment is far outweighs $25.
I believe that. So I know that you also have local chapters of CARE. You have Alabama CARE.
We have Alabama CARE, which is the only one that I'm aware of as far as a local chapter. I know one of our former VPs has tried to get something going in Washington. But our ACARE group, we host a meeting at Alabama Power on July of each year. And for 2 days, we bring them in. It's kind of a little small-scale version of this, nowhere near this size. But we bring in manufacturer reps and other people to do little two-hour breakout sessions, feed them a steak and baked potato dinner on that first evening, which always draws a crowd. And then they're usually out by half a day the next day and headed back to their schools. But they're usually armed just like they are here. Maybe there they're armed with a small .22. Here they're armed with a rocket launcher.
Nice, an RPG.
So, yeah, there you go.
Very cool. Okay, is there anything else that you would like people to know about CARE and why they should join? And
if there's members of CARE out there that listen to this, take time to contact your other local people and instructors in your area. Try to get the word out. I was kind of shocked yesterday in our meeting that we had some hands who had never heard of CARE. And I'm hoping as president of the board and with our newly elected people for the board, I hope that we can find out a way to kind of get that word out there a little bit better.
Okay. Well, I hope this podcast helps, and thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me, Jamie. I really appreciate it.
You got it.
Thanks for listening to this Newsmakers podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. For more information, visit achrnews.com.